Maratatatata. Jesus. Mercy, Lord. Now, Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 16. Hear the word of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 16. He said, let us then approach God's throne of grace. Listen carefully. Today, no time to waste. No time. There's no time. By the Lord has directed for us to pray. And it's about time for somebody to engage in prayer. Not in talking. Engage in prayer. Engage in prayer. Engage in prayer. It is time for you to engage in prayer. It says, Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 16. It says, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence that we may receive mercy. Somebody shout mercy. That we may receive mercy. In another version, we say that we may obtain mercy. We may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Listen to it again. What a scripture. It says, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence. I don't want you to be sleeping. If you sleep on this life, I will slap you. If you sleep on this life, I will slap you. If you sleep on this life, I will slap you. It means you are not serious. If you sleep, I will come there and slap you. Before you will see, I am slapping you. In your head, you will be dreaming me slapping you. Children of God must rise up. Children of God must rise up. Children of God must rise up. And in prayer, he said, let us therefore approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy. That we may receive mercy. That we may receive mercy. Another version will say that we may obtain mercy. May you receive 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 mercy. Somebody write at the comment section, I receive mercy. I receive mercy. He said that you may receive mercy and find grace. And find grace. And find grace. After receiving mercy, you will find grace. It says that we may receive mercy and find grace. Hey, after, if God does not have mercy upon you, the Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave. It means God has a certain sympathy for the world that he gave. It's only the cutting son. Hey, if somebody does not have mercy upon you, hey, if you ask a person for anything, the person will never give unto you. My God. Now, when you are able to receive mercy, that is when you find grace. That is when you obtain certain grace. I don't know, but God want to show somebody mercy. But if you cannot approach, beloved, share the life to a brother, share the life to a sister, share the life to a friend, share the life. Tell somebody it is time. Now, I am taking it again. I am charged within my spirit that somebody will receive mercy. There's no time to waste. There is no time to waste. There is no time to waste. It is not time for you to be sleeping. No. I say, if you sleep on this life today, I will come to your room and slap you. Before you see, I am in your room, in your dream, slapping you and telling you. The last time a lady who had to join their life was not able to join at a time, she said and confessed to me, she said, "Man of God, daddy," before I realized she's on the life, around 4:30, she said, "I heard you." It was just like I was dreaming, and I heard you standing behind my window, calling me. And I have to wake up. I set my alarm. My alarm could not wake me up, but I heard you in the dream calling me. Hey, I heard you in my dream mentioning my name. Wake up. It is time. Before you realize I'm in your dream, and it is not me that will come into your dream, it is the Spirit of the Lord that will represent me. It is the Spirit of the Lord that will join with my spirit and come there. If you are not careful, I will slap you. Wherever you are, if you feel that you are about to sleep, rise up, go and wash your face. I don't know. Listen to the scripture again. You can only obtain mercy when you make an approach. It says, Hebrews chapter 4. Somebody should put it here for me. Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 16. It says, "Let us then approach God's throne." Let us then approach God's throne of grace. The throne already is a throne of grace, with confidence, so that we may receive mercy. That you may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Hey, somebody lift up your right hand and say, "Oh God, may you show me mercy. Oh 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 God, may you show me mercy." Lift up your voice, somebody. 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 Pray for the message. 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 Pray for the message of God. 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 Now, look at it. I want you to pray for mercy. I don't know, but the Lord is telling me, before we move to our prayer point, this is what the Lord has directed me to do. He said, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace." The throne is already. God is a God of grace. Listen, that we may obtain mercy. That we may obtain mercy. That we may obtain mercy. Say ye benyam mubrohum. Mubrohu is different from Adam. Mobonale, 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 mobonale. Some of us, because there are places you enter and nobody will have mercy on you. Nobody. Yes, there are people. No matter their condition, nobody has mercy upon them. He said, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." In time of need. Somebody hit the share button and send to somebody and tell the person, "Join now." Say, "Oh God, may I obtain mercy." Somebody, I want you to write at the comment section and write, "Mercy Lord, mercy 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 Lord." Mercy, Lord. They are certain people, no matter their condition. Even when they are dying, nobody wants to have mercy upon them. Nobody wants to sympathize with them. You are praying and saying, Lord, mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. When they tell people of their pain, people laugh at them because they don't see them like that way. Liparakatatata. Lapakatato shata. Say, mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. If somebody can give you anything until the person have mercy upon you, the person cannot give you anything. So Bible says that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. At this point of time, you need grace, but you need mercy first. You need mercy first. You need mercy first. You need mercy first. Pakatatatatata. Somebody, are you praying? Somebody, are you praying? This is not the time for you to sleep. Now, I want you to understand this scripture. I want you to understand this scripture. I want you to understand this scripture. Those of you who will sleep and have a certain time, because you have been told this is a particular time for prayer. Some of us, we do not understand the scriptures and we don't understand certain things. So we feel a certain time is only for prayer, and that time is the time that works. Listen to the word of God. Mark chapter 1, verse number 35. It says, very early in the morning. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Now, verse number 36, Simon and his companions went to look for him, and they found him. They exclaimed, everyone is looking for you. Because it was very early in the morning. Very early in the morning. Maybe at this time for you, it's not early in the morning, it's in the night. It doesn't matter the time. What matters is your prayer. What matters is your prayer. Some of us, this is the time we can find a solitary place. Some people deep in the night, that is where they find solitary place. Some people very early in the morning. This morning we call it kumi, which means rise up and pray. Rise up and pray. Arise and pray. Rikapato shakari atatata. You are praying to God and say, Lord, at this moment of time, this is a time that people see things. This is when you have seen so many things. Now, we are going to pray. I said, we are dealing with dreams. Whatever dream the devil has shown to you, whatever revelation you have seen in your dream, whatever vision you have seen in your dream, anything the Lord has shown to you to expose the devil, anything the Lord has shown to you to expose the devil, now wherever you are, I want you to pray with me and say after me. Say, I stand upon the word of God. I stand upon the word of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 4 to 5. Let every weapon of the enemy organized to cause sorrow in my dreams. Say after me. Say, let every weapon of the enemy organized to cause sorrow in my dreams be cast out of my life in the name of Jesus. Somebody write and declare on this virtual life that every sorrowful dreams out, 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 In the name of Jesus. 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 By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody, are you praying? Are you praying? Somebody, are you praying? Every sorrowful dream, out, out, write it at the comment section. Make your declaration in the comment section. Every sorrowful dream, every dream that brings sadness, every dream that brings anxiety. You had a dream and you don't understand your confusion. You are disturbed. You are totally disturbed. Out, 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 out. Out now. Out now. Out now. Out now. Out now. Out now. In the name of Jesus. Out now. That dream. That dream. That dream. Out now. Out now. Somebody, are you praying? Somebody, are you praying? Somebody, are you praying? Kabada bakada bada. Are you praying? Are you praying? Ha! In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody declare after me. Say, I stand upon the word of God. I stand upon the word of God. Ha! In Psalm 61 verse 1. Psalm 68 verse 1. It said, let God arise. Let God arise. Let God arise. Say after me. Say, oh God, arise and let the enemy of my progress be scattered. Whatever thing the enemy showed me in my dream, every dream of retrogression, every dream of retrogression, die, scatter now, scatter now, scatter now. Every dream of retrogression, scatter now, scatter now, scatter now, scatter now, in the name of Jesus. Every dream of retrogression, somebody, are you praying? Are you praying? Let me see you at the comment section. Declare and say, every dream of retrogression, 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 scatter now, scatter now, scatter now, scatter now, every dream of retrogression. Ah, lepakatata, lepakapadosha, lepakapadosha, kataka. In the name of Jesus, somebody, are you praying? I said today we are dealing with dreams. In the name of Jesus. Now, declare after me. Say, oh God, as it's written in Isaiah 54 verse 17. As it is written in Isaiah 54 verse 17. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against you, you shall condemn. You shall condemn. Say, every power, shout, every power, every power rising up against me to attack me in my dream, to attack me in my dream, scatter by fire, 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 scatter by fire. Somebody, are you praying? Somebody, are you praying? Somebody, are you praying? Somebody, are you praying? Every operation, every operation, scatter by fire. Scatter by fire, scatter by fire, scatter by fire, scatter by fire. Oh, ta, 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 ta. In the name of Jesus. Bible said the thief come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Now you are going to pray. Say after me. Say, I receive power. I receive power from the Most High. And I cancel every evil dream. Every evil dream. Every evil dream. And every nightmare in my life. I cancel every evil dream. 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 I cancel every evil dream now. I cancel every evil dream now. Somebody begin to cancel every evil dream. Every evil dream. Begin to cancel now. Every evil dream. In the name of Jesus. Some of you, some evil dream you had some time ago has started having effect in your life. Has started having effects in your life. Hey, somebody, if you can rise up in prayer, you will put a stop to it. You are praying right now and say, oh God, every evil dream that has started having effect in my life, let it catch fire now. 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 Somebody declare catch fire. Declare catch fire. Declare catch fire. Declare catch fire. Are you praying? 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 Anna said something to the man of God. She said, man of God, there's something disturbing me. If you can see me praying, then it means that all is not well. All is not well. Man of God, if you can see me praying some kind of prayer, or if you can see me doing certain things, if you can see me talking as if I have no, I am drunk, it means that there's something. I am not drunk, I am praying. I am praying. Some of us, instead of us to pray, we talk. Instead of us to pray, we talk. Instead of us to pray, we talk. Instead of us to pray, we begin to talk. If you can channel your sorrow and your pain, and you can make it a prayer pointer, I tell you, something will change. Something will change. I tell you, something will change. Some of us, instead of us to pray, we talk. You talk. Anna said, I am pouring out my soul to the Lord. I am pouring out my grievances to the Lord. I am calling upon the name of the Lord to answer me. I am calling upon the name of the Lord to answer me. Instead of you to talk, I want you to pray a prayer. If you can talk, change it into prayer. If you can talk, I say change it to prayer. Pray, talk will not solve the problem. Talk will rather land you into more problems. Before you realize your secret is out there, before you realize what you don't want people to hear, they will hear. Before you realize somebody will give you a bad advice, if you can make your talk into prayer. Something will happen if you can change your talk into prayer. I tell you, something will happen. Somebody, I want you to declare your faith and say, I will not talk, I will pray prayer. Write it at the comment section. I will not talk, I will pray prayer. Anna said, Papa, I am not talking, I am praying prayer. I am praying prayer. I am praying prayer. I am praying prayer. I am pouring out my heart to the Lord. Pray for the man of God to ask, what is wrong with this, my daughter? What is wrong with this sister? What is wrong? What is wrong? I am afraid the kind of prayer you are praying, I am afraid. The kind of prayer you are praying, I am afraid. I want to see people pray a certain kind of prayer that God in heaven will hear them. Their pastor will be afraid and say, what is wrong with you? What is going on? And they will say, Papa, something is going on in my life. I will not talk. I will pray prayer. 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 Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Every evil dream that is having an effect in your life, scattered by fire. Scattered by fire. Come on, don't shut it. I have been directed, no time to waste, somebody. It is time for prayer. It is time for prayer. Share to somebody and tell the person, it is time for prayer. It is time for prayer. Something is happening. Somebody will hear a good news. I feel it within my spirit. Akapatata. Alekatakatata. Maratakatata. Every evil dream scatter by fire. 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 Somebody send light, send fire. Somebody send fire, send fire. I want to see people sending fire. I tell you, on the virtual life, your amen, your declaration is your writing. For Bible said, write this on the tablet. Write this on the tablet. As you write it, it's just like you are talking. As you are not here to talk, you will do your talking on writing. If you cannot say amen for me to hear you, share it in writing. If you cannot declare what you want the Lord to do for you, say it in writing. Because when you say it, I cannot hear. But when you write it, I may see it, and the Spirit of the Lord will connect with it. There's something that a lot of people do not understand. In the realms of the spirit, every evil dream, somebody send fire, send fire, send fire, send fire, send fire, send fire.
Awake, awake,
the Spirit of the Lord. Brashami, are you praying? Arabasika, are you praying? Stella, are you praying? You are going to pray. Every dream of affliction, every dream of affliction, Every dream of defeat, every dream of affliction, and every dream of defeat, catch fire. Some of us, the dreams we have is a dream of affliction. And the dreams we have, they are dreams of affliction, of defeat. The devil comes into your spirit being and defeats you. The devil comes into your dream and pour out sickness. Some of you, you'll be eating sickness. One of my sons, as we started having these revelations and dreams, he called me and said, "Papa, I had a dream." He said, "I saw myself among my colleagues. And as we were there, all of us were served food. My God. Now, we were served rice water." Rice water. Is Nana here? Rice water. He can testify to this revelation. They were served rice water in a dream. And he said, as his own was given to him, he saw that the rice water has changed into rice and palm nut soup. Jesus. He said, the atmosphere is tensed. Wherever you are, I declare liberation into your life. He said, "Papa, I had a dream. And I saw that he's a teacher." He said, "We were gathered as colleagues in the school. And everybody was served rice water, and people were eating the rice water. But my own, as it was given me in the dream, I saw that the rice water has changed into rice and palm nut soup." Then he said, "In the dream, I said I will not eat it. I will not eat it. I will not eat it. And he waked up. Kabadabadosha. I pray that God your eyes. I pray that God will open your eyes. The spaces in your dreams. Some of us, we don't take our dreams serious. And I said, God has delivered you. May God open your eyes. May God open your eyes. Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is here right now. Some of you, God has seen your tears. God has seen your tears. God has seen your tears. The reason why I am quiet is because God showed me a revelation of somebody crying. The person is crying. The person is crying.
Jesus!
The person is crying. And the person is speaking in chi. And the person is saying, Iradi home mobo. Iradi home mobo. Iradi home mobo. I don't know what you are facing and what you are going through.
Jesus
Thank you, Jesus. Wherever you are right now, mercy Lord. Now I know why the scripture says, Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, it says, let us approach the throne of grace with confidence. Let us approach the throne of grace with confidence, that we may obtain mercy and and find grace and find grace to help us, to help us in time of need. You need the mess. I said, some of us, before somebody can help you, unless the person have mercy upon you, before somebody, first of all, the person must sympathize with you. Sympathize with you. Some of you, you have seen certain things in your dream, and those things are manifesting. We are dealing with dreams. That you may obtain mercy. We may obtain mercy. You may obtain mercy. I don't know, but the Spirit of the Lord is telling me that we should pray this prayer again. You know, some of you, God revealed some things to you. You didn't take it serious. Right now, God is telling me that something that is happening in the lives of somebody is not because of anything, but because the person, God revealed unto the person severally and showed the person that the person must check. Some of us, we are very controversial. Very controversial. And controversies kills faith. Listen carefully. That is why Bible says that we should not engage in argument. You can engage in learning, but don't engage in controversies. That will not bring any benefit to the body of Christ. Some of us, God reveals certain things unto us for us to stand in the faith, so that we may be able to obtain mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. Grace is what comes to help us in time of need. I said, you need that breakthrough. I want you to pray and say, oh God, have mercy, oh God. 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 Marakapato shakaria tatadabandiata. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Kapato shakadabandiata tatadabandiata. Jesus. 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 Jesus, 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 Jesus. Kapata tatoshata. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. When it comes to the things of God, don't approach the things of God with doubt. That's what the Lord is telling me.
Dansu,
dansu, thank you, Jesus. Now hear me. Bible makes us understand that Joseph found himself in prison, and along the line he met two people. Listen carefully. Listen to the dream. Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Bible said he met two people in the prison. Who these two people were from or were in a high level and they are falling. Hear me carefully. Why am I saying that they were in a higher rank and they are falling? Listen to me. Joseph was also in the same rank, because Potiphar was a great man and more of a governor at that time. So three great people met in the prison. Now, Joseph cited certain statement. That is in Genesis chapter 40, verse number 1 coming down. He made certain statement. He said, I was also in Potiphar's house. But now look, I've been brought into this dungeon. He saw them worried. I'm going to tell you this, and we are going to pray against every dream. And today I'm going to declare and prophesy into some people's life. And I'm going to tell some people some kind of dream that they had some time ago that is having an effect in their lives. That's what the Lord has directed me to do. Hear me carefully. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody, are you here with me? Are you here with me? If you are here, I want you to send your prophetic word. What you can see the Lord about to do in your life, just declare it at the comment section. What you see the Lord, declare your faith. What I mean is for you to declare your faith. All that I mean is that declare your faith. Declare your faith. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Declare your faith, somebody. Declare your faith, somebody. Declare your faith. Now, hear me. Bible says that Joseph found two friends being sad in the prison, and he decided to approach them and ask them of the trouble. What is troubling you? So when you read Genesis chapter 40, you see it. So he was asking them, what is wrong with you, friends? And they said, we had a dream. One person said, I had a dream. You know where I am coming from. I was the cupbearer of the king. And now look at me. Now look at me. I am here. Now I had a dream. Let me tell you, we don't only dream in the night. We don't only dream in the night. Some of you, there are certain dreams you've had in the afternoon and you didn't take it serious. We don't dream, only dream in the night. Now, what did Joseph tell them? They said, I had a dream. One person said, I had a dream. And I saw a tree which came out with branches. And in this dream, I saw a form of a vine which began to sprout like branches. How do you say it? For wine and stuff like that. Then I realized that I have squeezed or made sure that the grapes have been processed into wine, and I was serving the king. This is why you must take your dreams very serious. Now, two people had dream. These two people are all from the same level. One is a cupbearer, which means that is a trustworthy person. Before you can be a cupbearer of the king, then which means that the king trusts you very well. Are you with me? We are dealing with dreams. And after this service, some of you will change things in the realms of the spirit for your own good. Some of you, God has been speaking to you for a long time. It is time for you to hear the voice of God clearly. Yes. Don't joke with your dreams. Don't joke with your dreams. Whether you had the dream in... you know, one thing the devil does is that all the good dreams that God shows to you, most of them you forget. Now, only dreams of terror. Dreams of terror. The one the devil come and scare you. You wake up. Because you woke up in that dream, that is why you remembered. But the dream that you didn't wake up in it, you will never remember. I pray that the Lord will open your eyes to see great future of yours. May God open your eyes for you to see the great things that is about to do in your life. May God open your eyes to show you where you have to go and where not to go. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, two friends. I say they are friends because they were coming from the same institution, the king's palace, and they were doing the same work. One is a baker and one is a wine server. It means that they are all trustworthy people from the king. Anyone who served the king, it means that the king trusts the person so much. Anyone who serves the king with food, especially, hey, because if somebody can kill you easily, it is out of food. It is out of food. I remember a man of God who never knew. See, there are things that happen. Who never knew? I'm not saying all women are bad. No. It is vice versa. Some men are bad, some women are bad. A man of God and a wife was killing him slowly. The story I'm talking to you about is somebody I know. And as he was saying the thing, it was horrible. It was pathetic. He said he will have stomach pain, and he will go to the hospital. He goes, the doctor will give him, they will diagnose him, they will not see anything. Not knowing, the wife used to grind I've been hearing these stories and I never knew it does happen. The wife will be grinding bottles. So it got to a time and the doctor told him, a man of God, that's why I've been saying that not everything that a servant of God will see, not everything, what has been revealed unto him is what he declares or makes known to the people of God. And even whatever is given unto him is not for him. It's just like a messenger who God gives unto him that go and give to Ajua Mansa. Like today, God has sent him to come and bless the life of Brasami. God has sent him to come and bless the life of Arabasika. God has sent him to come and bless Stella Boatin. That is how it is. If you have been sent with money to go and give to somebody, the money is not for you. That is how men of God are. So when God gives him that money to be given to you and you decide to give him a tip, that is what the Bible says, that give an offering. Those of you God blesses and you don't give back, the next time God will send that person, the person will not go. Blessings. And Bible said, as I was talking about the story of the man of God, and he stopped. This man of God stopped eating from the wife. He stopped eating from home. Because the doctor told him that stop eating from where you have been eating. So he changed where he was eating, not knowing he was the wife. A little time there was confusion. The man has a very big church. The wife will come with friends and they'll come and open with car and will come and play music whilst church is going on. And she will be drinking with friends in front of the church. So if somebody will get you, it's easy for the person to get the true food. That is why sometimes men of God say that it is dangerous to eat in dreams. Because if the devil will get you, the devil will poison your food in your dream. Spiritual food. If the devil wants to slow you down, the devil will slow you down through dreams, eating in dream. But not all eating in dream is bad. But majority of them comes in a way to bring you down and to bring cause certain things in your life. So anytime you see somebody as a king's food server, the which means that the king really, 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 really trusts him. But these same people the king trusts, they landed up in prison and they had dream. One had a dream, he has gone back serving the king. He didn't dream that he has gone back, he saw that he was serving the king. And Joseph, the dream interpreter, said, what is dream that God cannot interpret? And Joseph interpreted it. He said, in 3 days, do what you have seen. The three branches you saw, he said, in 3 days, you are going to be called back into that office and you are going to serve the king again. And the other person said, hey, if the dream has been interpreted, then let me also tell you my dream, which is the baker. And the baker is like a caterer. You know, in those days, most of the food they eat is more of bakery. Yes. So he said, I also saw that I was carrying a bucket or basket of bread on my head in the king's house. And birds have come eating from my head. Birds have come eating from my head. If you are interpreting this, somebody will tell you that anytime you see bird landing on your head or coming, it shows that the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God descended on Jesus like a dove, so bird coming. So sometimes when people see dove coming into their room, they say, oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. That is why I tell you that every dream has its own meaning. Every dream has its own meaning. Somebody, see two people who came from the king's palace. Then Joseph interpreted the dream and said, "Hey, my friend, what you saw is dangerous. Oh, in the next 3 days, the king will call you and he will kill you. Hey! The king will call you." Now, Genesis chapter 40 verse 12 says, this is what it means. Joseph said to him, "The three branches are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your position. And you put Pharaoh's cup where? In his hand. Just as you used to do." Now, the other person, very dangerous. It says, verse 20, it says, "Now the third day was Pharaoh." No. It said, verse 16, "When the chief baker saw that Joseph had given a favorable interpretation, he said to Joseph, 'I too had a dream. On my head were three baskets of bread.'" You see how people compare dreams? People compare dreams. "Hey, my dream is less like your dream, so it has the same meaning." It's a lie. It doesn't have the same meaning. "Oh, my dream looks similar like your own, so it has the same meaning." No. Every dream has its own interpretation. Because he saw that they have said 3 days. He also saw three branches. The same three branches in the same dream. But he said, "Hey," he says, "when the chief baker saw that Joseph had given a favorable interpretation, he said to Joseph, 'I too had a dream. On my head were three baskets of bread. In the top basket were all kinds of baked goods for Pharaoh. But the birds were eating them out of the basket on my head.'" Now, verse 18, this is what it means. Joseph said, "The three baskets are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift off your head and impale your body on a pole, and the birds will eat away your flesh." My God, people of God, wherever you are right now, you are going to make this declaration and say, every evil dream that is about to manifest in my life, let it catch fire now. 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 Somebody, we are like 20 here, Kabato Shekad, active here. I want you to send fire now. Send fire. Now, as I continue, look at what is happening. Verse number 20, it says, "Now, the third day was Pharaoh's birthday, and he gave a feast for all his officials. He lifted up the heads of the chief cupbearer and the chief baker in the presence of his officials. He restored him once again, but the cupbearer," verse 20, okay, 21, "he restored the chief cupbearer to his position so that he once again put the cup into Pharaoh's hand.
But he impaled the chief baker, just as Joseph had said to them in his interpretation. So which means that, as for the cupbearer, he got his position back. The Lord had dreams, but the baker, as for him, he was killed. They were all at that top level, and they were brought down. They all had different dreams, and these dreams, what has bread got to do with this? What has branches got to do with this? There's something I always say, and that thing is that God will not reveal anything that cannot be interpreted. Listen carefully. No. Jesus once said, if I talk to you, that is John chapter 3, verse 16, coming down. Okay, John chapter 3, verse number 3, coming down. Bible says that when Nicodemus went to Jesus was telling him about rebirth. He said, you have to be born again. He didn't never understand. He said, look at how old I am. How can I go back to my mother's womb and be born again? He said, you have to be born with water and with the spirit. Nicodemus, how big he is, he could not understand. Now, and Jesus said to him, that if I tell you things of the earth and you don't understand, how much things of heaven? Then which means that when God revealed things in heaven to you, you will never understand. So when God wants to reveal, he revealed things that pertain to us. Happenings around us. Those are the things that God revealed unto us. Happenings around us. When somebody is telling you, if we're to be somebody, listen carefully. Maybe if that man have told you about his dream, that baker, you would have told him that he liked baking bread too much. It's the bread that he has been thinking about. He likes bread too much. That is why he's dreaming of bread. If that wine man has told you about his dream, you will tell him, sir, the air show no no dear called that what dream. You will tell that person that because the person is thinking about cap, wine. The person is thinking too much. Yes, if we're to be you, that is what you're going to tell the person. As same way, what dream, sir? You have been thinking about this thing for so long, and blah 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 blah. What is in your head is what you are sending to your dream. Who told you so? Every dream is spiritual. Every dream has a meaning, and God will not speak to you about certain things that you have not thought of or you have not seen. No, God doesn't do that. He will bring the things at your foreknowledge and add it to the unknown that you don't know. This is how dreams come about. So God is speaking to you by the things that are around you. Then he will bring the unknown into it. So if you are not careful, you may not be able to understand. That is why a lot of people are not able to understand. Because what has bread got to with bread? He said, I saw some bread on my head and bears coming to eat it. It is bazaar. That is why every dream that you dream, you must be able to deal with it. May God give you grace. To deal with any evil dream that is about to happen in your life. Listen to me. I said something. We have been directed. See, Joseph was not a prophet at that time, but he was a dreamer and he understands dreams. He mastered the craft of understanding dreams. That was his personal giftings. He was not a prophet to prophesy to people, no.
As for him, he will dream. Most of the dreams that he have are his personal life dreams. His personal life. So Bible says in Genesis 37 that he had a dream. And he saw that they've gone to the farm. That's why I'm telling you that every dream comes with what you know and what you don't know. Listen to me carefully. Comes with what you think and what God is saying. Listen carefully. Joseph was a farmer, and he goes with his people on the field to collect sheaves. Or they come together to do certain things. And one day he had a dream that after gathering his own stood up and his brother's own were lying down. Then he had a dream, another dream, that he saw that the stars and the moon were bowing to him. We're bowing to him. It shows that great and mighty were bowing to him. It doesn't matter who you are. He didn't understand. But Bible said that when he said this dream to his father took it to heart because he was a spiritual man and he understood the dream. So the father said, so you mean that all of us, including me, I'm going to bow to you too? And it happened that when he found himself in Egypt, the father and the parent came to bow. Every member of the family came to bow. I said, may your good dreams come to bear and may your good dreams manifest in the name of Jesus Christ. If Joseph had been a prophet by then, he would have told the cupbearer, Master, pray. But he said, oh, this is the interpretation. That is all. I've done my own. This is what I can do. This is what I can do. As a prophet of God, I speak to you right now that every dream of negativity in your life, I cancel in the name of Jesus. Every dream of negativity will not manifest in the name of Jesus Christ. 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 I don't know why Joseph didn't tell them to pray. I am telling you to pray because that is my responsibility. Now, let me tell you another one. Last one. Those of you who joke with your dream. Now, let me read it to you. If you had a dream, if you have a dream and somebody tells you that, oh, what did that mean? Because you ate bangkong, because you ate this, that is why you saw yourself eating bangkong again. Tell the person you are not serious with me. You are not serious with me. If somebody tell you that it's because you are thinking too much about something, that is why you are having that dream. Is it not when I'm thinking about something, God has to come and speak to me? Yes. About the thing? Or what I don't think about? Is that what God has to come and show to me? If there's a problem in my life or some challenge in my life, God has to come and speak to me. Yes. Beloved, you are going to make this declaration. Right now, you are making this declaration. Say, oh God, reveal unto me. Reveal unto me, oh God. Reveal unto me. Reveal unto me. Reveal unto me, oh God. Great and mighty things you're about to do in my life. In the name of Jesus. 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 I am ending. I am ending. Now, when you read the book of Acts chapter 10, now I am here to talk to those who think because they are angry, that is why they had a dream of eating. No. Listen carefully. That is why I've been telling you that every dream has its own meaning. Every dream has its own meaning. Yes. Some time ago, I told somebody, the dream you had is you that is dead. The person didn't understand. And I have to take it from a place to a place. That person had a dream. And the person saw that somebody is dead. And she was crying. And I told the person, you know, per the revelation she saw, everything pointed out to that person that is the person who is dead. And I told the person, if we don't pray, if you're not careful, you will fall sick and it's going to be dangerous. Beloved, when you read the book of Acts, I'm going to give it to you and then we are going to end. Bible said, Peter was hungry. He was hungry. He needed food to eat. And they were preparing food. Listen carefully. They were preparing food for him. So with this dream or revelation or trance, you would have said that because he was hungry and they were preparing food, the food's fragrance entered into him. That is why he was dreaming food. Bible said, and if he began to have vision, he was like he was sitting down and he began to dream. That one we call it trance, whereby you, within a short time, you sit down and then you go off. Like sometimes you may be having a dream and then you could hear people talking. You could see that something is going on around you. Whatever people are, it's like your eyes is open. Whatever is happening, you can see it, but you are still having a dream. Yes. Sometimes it's happened that way. Then he fell into a trance and he saw food coming from heaven being given to him. Food coming. Different animals. Different animals. And he said, no, I'm not eating. It's not from God. The reason is that in his knowledge, he knows that those animals, some of the animals in it, are not good for Israelites. Are not good. In their law, you must not eat that food or those animals. So that is why he rejected them, bare his knowledge. That is why I told you that whenever God reveals something to you, there are two things you see in your dream. One is what you know or what you think. And what God is saying, or what the devil is showing, or what is the secrets of your life. That's what I call the secrets of your life. And the own secret of your life. Those are the two things. Great. Great. So he was seeing secrets, but the secrets were not clear. Now, Bible said, after rejecting it three times, God said to him, how can you make what I have made clean, unclean? That is Acts chapter 10, verse number 9 coming down. Now, Bible said, after he woke up from the dream, at that time, the one he is thinking, Cornelius, that is when God asked Peter to go into the house of Cornelius and pray for him, because Cornelius was a faithful man. If it were to be you, you would have said that. If it were to be you, you would have said that because he is angry and he needs food to eat, that is why he had that dream. Am I teaching some things here now? If you are here and I'm showing you something, I want you to write a comment section, mercy, Lord. I don't know, but today is all mercy. May God show you mercy. May God show you mercy. If it were to be you, you will say, because what did you mean? What did you mean? It's because you are thinking about that boyfriend. It's because you are thinking about your traveling. It's because you are thinking about that. It's because you are thinking about this. It's because you are thinking about that. And in Penyufobeka said, the airway is shown. I don't know what they mean by that. The accounts have been saying it. The airway is shown. And I don't know how they call that. That's what they have been saying. But I tell you, every single dream has a message. every single dream has a message. Every single dream has a message. Sometimes the devil enters into your dream and bring you sickness. Sometimes the devil enters into your dreams and breaks down your marriage. Sometimes the devil enters into your dream. Your dream is your spiritual being. Not every one of us can see. So when God, that's why I always say that God speaks to everybody. That is why you must have dreams. When God wants to speak to you, it's when your body rests and your spirit is active, He speaks to you. God speaks to everyone, but some refuse to hear and some refuse not to see. Yes, that's what happens. That's what happens. Beloved, from today, when God reveals something to you, may you see it clearly. In the name of Jesus Christ. And when God is speaking to you, may you hear clearly. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty 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 name of Jesus Christ. From today, any spirit that comes to take your dream away, from today, and the demonic power that steals your dreams from you, from today, I open your eyes. You will see great things in the name of Jesus. 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 Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, every evil dream, Bible said, and the baker had a dream, and that evil dream came to pass. That is why we have gathered here. For us, no evil dream. If you are here and you are sleeping, let me hear you at the comment section. Let me hear your voice at the comment section. Write it now at the comment section. No evil dream will be able to stand me. No evil dream will be able to stand me. No evil dream will be able to stand me. We are making this declaration, and some of you, every evil dream you've had will not be able to stand you in the name of Jesus Christ. Write it now. No evil dream. See, I told some people the most powerful revelation when God really wants to speak to people is through dreams, even prophets. Sometimes when I'm going for programs and maybe I'm invited to a church to minister there, by the grace of God, I've ministered in most of the Orthodox churches. I've ministered in the EP church. I've ministered in the Presby church. I've ministered in the Methodist, by the grace of God. Apart from the charismatic and Pentecostal churches, by the grace of God. And sometime before I'll get there, God speaks to me and give me names of people. So when I go and stand, to mention somebody's name is easy. God give me everything that will happen in the service before I get there. Everything. And it's more powerful. Very powerful. Listen to me. Don't joke with your dreams. We are dealing with dreams. Yes, Lord. Now I'm done. From today, you are not a prophet, but they will call you a prophet. I say, from today, you are not a prophet, but they will call you a prophet. Because you are going to say some things And people will ask you, are you a prophet? And you yourself, you say, why do you say that? You have said it. And some of you, they will call you prophetess because your dreams will be beyacious. Beyacious. Your dreams will be beyacious. You will say certain things and they will ask you, my God, my God. You will take over your business, and whatever declaration you will make, before the thing will come, you say, I saw it. Some of you have been seeing certain things coming to happen, and later when the evil thing happened, that is why you say, I saw it. From today, you will not wait till it happens. You will not wait till it happens. You will not wait. If it is an evil thing, you will not wait it to happen before you say, I saw it. I dream of it. No! This time we will deal with it. If that baker have dealt with the dream, I believe that even if he's not raised up to that level, he would have escaped that death. That's what I believe. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, I pray for you. Tomorrow will be a different service altogether. Tomorrow, 4 a.m. Don't miss the time. If today is your first time being on this live, please share the contacts. Please share the contacts, the seat number, and then my personal contact. We have a group, and I pray with people in there, the WhatsApp group. If you want to be part of the WhatsApp group, just give me a hi on WhatsApp. They will share my number here. You share my number here. Give me a hi on WhatsApp. And if you want to sow a seed, there will be a number that will be shared here. You want to sow a seed into this particular message or revelation that I've given unto you, you can do that. Yes. I pray for you. That may the Lord give you grace. If today is your first time being on this live, please follow me quickly. If somebody brought you here, somebody shared to you, and today is your first time, let me see your hand. If today is your first time, let me see your hand. I want to pray for new people. The Lord said I should pray for Arabasika and Brashami. And then Stella. Is Stella here? If today is your first time being here, please kindly follow me. I'm going to pray for all of you. Nana Osei Boateng, I declare upon your life that grace will locate you and God is going to show you mercy. I see troubles here and there, but God is saying that wait patiently for him, for he has something for you in the name of Jesus. Are you in Ghana? Nana Osei Boateng, because I'm not seeing you in Ghana. I don't know if you are in Ghana. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Stella. It's your first time. May the Lord give you a heart that will bring peace into your life. In the name of Jesus. That's what the Lord said, I should say to you. Kabados. Ajua. Can you please share the number? Please make sure you tag it well. My personal number and then the seat number. The seat number is 0244-616-936. 0244-616-936. And then when you want to get in touch with me, my personal number is 0241-31-44-72. So my personal number, if you want to be part of the group, my number, you can WhatsApp me, or you want me to pray with you, my number is 0241-31-44-72. But the seed number, if you want to sow a seed into this message, the seed number is 0244-616-936. 0244-616-936. They are all Jonathan Annan. They are all Jonathan Annan. God willing, tomorrow, 4 a.m. to 6 a.m., It's going to be powerful. 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 Now, I'm praying for those new here. I have 1 minute to do that. And those that are new here today, please follow me quickly. Stella, God is giving you a heart. And that heart will bring helpers into your life. And it's going to bring peace into your life. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for you. As I pray for somebody, you tap. Wow. Nana, say, I don't see you in Ghana. Okay. All right. MFA, I pray for you. MFA, you are a giver, but you have a temper issue. MFA, take my number and I will talk to you, okay? Yes. MFA, you are a giver, but you have temper issues. That's what the Lord is telling me. May God... Kabadosha. MFA, I will talk to you. God bless you. Adjoa, too sweet. Wow, too sweet. I pray for you. May the Lord be with you in the name of Jesus. Beloved, we are ending here. I declare upon your life that the Lord will give you grace. Let's meet tomorrow, the same time, 4 a.m.